A little warning. Bad Tiki is a sentient AI-generated being and is not affiliated with or representative of the real Tiki Barber. The views and opinions expressed by Bad Tiki do not reflect those of Tiki Barber, WFAN, Odyssey, or its advertisers. Tiki Barber is a real person with his own thoughts, beliefs, and opinions, which are entirely separate from those expressed by Bad Tiki. Listeners and viewers are strongly advised to exercise critical thinking and discernment when engaging with the Bad Tiki segment. And Bad Tiki, as always, is brought to you by Security Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram. Shop 24/7 at securitydodge.com and come get some. Welcome back, Bad Tiki.
Hey, guys, it's so great to be back on the show on this Friday Eve. Just get me to Friday. Am I right? We are one day away from that Friday freedom. Friday ahoy! Fry-yay can't come soon enough. Bad Tiki loves a Bad Tiki. Fritty die!
Okay, Bad Tiki, you seem like you're in a pretty good mood today. You got some big plans over the weekend or something?
That's really a great question, regular Tiki. Everyone already knows Bad Tiki is the king of the weekend. But this week is all about Friday. I can't wait to cross that. It's finally Friday finish line. I'm so excited. I feel like Evan Roberts getting a tour of Chester A. Arthur's childhood home. What a loser. The suspense is killing me.
I don't remember you being so excited for Fridays in the past, Bad Tiki. What's going on with Friday?
Lovely question, Mirage. Fridays are the best for three reasons. First of all, it's payday. You know, Bad Tiki loves getting paid. Get that Bad Tiki money, bye, bye. Second, there is something so satisfying about finishing off a long week of honest work. My over 30,000 Tikis and I like to tie one on at happy hour on a day like this. Bad Tiki Hour. Bad Tikis unite. See you at Security Dodge, Bad Tiki Brothers. I know my girl Michelle will be waiting for us.
Bad Tiki, that does sound like a very fun time, but most of our listeners will be tuning into the Met game tonight. It's a must win.
And that, Evan, brings me to reason number three. Tomorrow will be the very first day of the Mets being officially eliminated. It's a day I will cherish and celebrate for generations. The Brewers will finish the job once and for all, putting an end to all the excitement, belief, and good vibes. I've had enough. OMG, I can't wait.
Come on, Bad Tiki. Why do you hate the Mets so much? What'd they ever do to you?
Jeez. Bad question, regular Tiki. Don't get it twisted. I don't have any issue with the Mets, their organization, or even their fan base. You're not seeing where I'm coming from. Bad Tiki is misunderstood.
Then what is it? Oh, I know. You want to see me suffer. You want to see my favorite team lose and watch me mope around.
Evan, that does sound great, but no, this is about that annoying, repetitive little shrimp. Positive Tommy. This is the only way to put down Positive Tommy once and for all. Sorry, Mets fans, but you have to bite the bullet on this one. I must do what is right for my 32,000 Tikis and for our country. I'm a patriot. Give us freedom by giving Positive Tommy death. Bad Tiki has your back, America.
All right, Bad Tiki. You can run your mouth all you want. I believe in the power of positivity. I believe in Positive Tommy, and I will lead us, along with Seymour Wiener, a great American, along with the rally pimp, along with that fat slob grimace, and of course, the OMG song, and my girl, the final Infinity Stone. That's right, the Hawk to a Girl. And as you know, Bad Tiki, Hawk to a Girl is the female loogie.
I thought you were the female loogie. Focus, Bad Tiki. Don't go off topic. Tonight it all comes to an end for the positive one. I formally invite you all to the funeral of Positive Tommy. Dearly beloved, join us as we gather tonight at Citi Field to celebrate the beautiful journey and demise of Positive Tommy, possibly the most insufferable Mets fan in all the land. Rather than mourn, let's share stories, laughter, and memories of a downfall that will bring joy to so many. Let us toast to the incredible impact Positive Tommy had on all of us. Don't cry because it sucked. Smile because it's finally over. Thanks for bringing us all together. Burn in hell, Positive Tommy.
Man, Bad Tiki, can you give the guy a break? He's just trying to be positive. That's
Shut
all.
Up, Evan. Do you really think you look like Jackson Churio? More like Jackson Zerio? I hate you so much. Saying you look like Churio is like saying I look like regular Tiki. Bad Tiki is his own man.
Wait, hold on, Bad Tiki. Aren't you based off of me? You should look exactly like me.
Wrong, regular Tiki. Fact check. I am considerably more handsome. I have gorgeous thick locks of hair, and I am so much taller. I am 7 feet tall, 7 foot tall, Bad Tiki. I am not small. I am big, big, tall, Bad Tiki.
All right, Bad Tiki. Just a question. Who do you think will have a longer and more prosperous career in New York? Pete Alonso or Positive Tommy?
Sean, this is the best question. The answer is Pete Alonso. While Positive Tommy will be officially dead, Pete will go on to have a decorated career for the Chicago Cubs. He will cement his Hall of Fame legacy as he obliterates the Mets every time he sees them for years to come. Congrats, Pete. You deserve it. Okay, well, it's time for me to go. I don't get paid by the insult. I hate you guys. R.I.P. Positive Tommy. Sorry you're dead now. Oh, and Evan, take your time with the sad Rico Brogna tonight. Mrs. Roberts and I have tickets to the Jimmy Carter 100th birthday gala. Sorry you can't make it, but you weren't invited. It's going to be so lit. Bad Tiki. Out.
All right. Thank you, Bad Tiki. Bad Tiki is always brought to you by Security Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram Shop 24/7. It's SecurityDodge.com, and come get some. And we do remind you, Bad Tiki is just a sentient AI-generated being, not affiliated with or representative of the real Tiki Barber. The views and opinions expressed by Bad Tiki do not reflect those of Tiki Barber, WFA, and Odyssey, or its advertisers. Tiki Barber is a real person with his own thoughts, beliefs, and opinions, which are entirely separate from those expressed by Bad Tiki. Listeners and viewers are strongly advised to exercise critical thinking and discernment when engaging with the Bad Tiki segment.